Well, the future of two of the federal government's signature policies could be decided this week, with MPs back in Canberra after the long winter break. The coalition is facing near certain defeat over its tax plan for big business. It's expected to bring the policy to a vote despite not having the numbers in the Senate. Meanwhile, ministers say they're confident there will be strong support for the National Energy Guarantee at tomorrow's party room meeting. Protesters have gathered in Virginia and Washington DC to mark the anniversary of last year's white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. A massive police presence has been deployed to keep a Unite the Right rally separate from counter demonstrations. Last year, a local woman was killed when a man drove his car into a crowd of people protesting a gathering of torch-bearing neo-Nazis. At least 39 people, including 12 children, have been killed in a blast in Syria's rebel-held province of Idlib. Activists say the explosion took place in a residential building thought to be storing weapons and ammunition. Civilians were living in the building, which was also used by an arms dealer. There are reports that dozens of people are still missing. Police have released a photo of a man they wish to speak to after a cyclist was hit by a stolen car and killed in Melbourne yesterday. Police say a 27-year-old Dutch woman was hit by a white Mercedes which clipped another car on Chapel Street while cutting through the bike lane. Bystanders had helped the driver out of the car before he fled the scene.